He said it. The biggest, that's a bomb. I was just thinking of this because people. Look at this vault. The biggest nesayin in the door is the mekabel of Shemir Baron Pesach of Mary the Kavot. The biggest nesayin is the mekabel and nesayin besimcha.
I heard this
from Rabbi Golombek. You said that. Mardik. The biggest nesayin in the door is to be mekabel and nesayin besimcha. People think I'm not the same. I have a nesayin. It's no good. How you doing? Whoever comes in here, guaranteed Yeshuas. Big time. I want to tell you something. At the very least, I got a mitzvah betachen. Yes, me happened. I have a mitzvah to have betachen. Every time I talk like that, I got a mitzvah rabba. Have betachen. Oh, you want to be one of those realists. Let's be frank. Let's be real, you know. You can't have your feet on the ground. So you have to, I just saw one of the front papers. Yeah, we need the refill of the bottles. So Schwach, the Nish doesn't pass for us. They're reporting us that we're not drinking enough. They notice our viewers are watching the bottles. There's not enough action going on. Well, what do you mean? This is impressive. There's nothing left. But there's also, see that? You think when I ice cold, they call me a hypocrite. See, you don't, you talk so much, you're such a drinker. Wait, what? See? We're real. Yeah, my oil is chashav oil. So the thing is this. What was I saying? What? Yeah, why didn't get? There's nobody in there. Get the cups, yeah. Machfeilach. So where am I up to? What am I talking about? Sign. The biggest sign of the door is, it's like you're not the show, not that you have to be the simcha with it. The sign activates. The altar has altar for the Vardig has a smooth on the shayness. When you finish that smooth, you're waiting. When can I have one? But I want to tell you something. And the sign is only if you're learning Musar and you want the Musar to be real, you need an assayin to make it real. Or else you're learning Musa, you're from guy, you like Musa. You want an assayin, you want to come out ahead. You think of the problem and now learn Musa. Now you're talking business. And as it calms you down, you have Yeshua. Give me a bracha. Somebody just called me an emergency. And I said, nothing! Reinish can come! And they said, oh, thank you. You saved it. They don't know what's going on yet. The guy's in the hospital. I spoke to the child. And I said, as soon as that person becomes calm, that does the job. You calm down that person, that's betachen. And the schus of having betachen brings Yeshuas. Have betachen in everything. Talking of ruchni is everything, more but talking. You know what? The mind is so crowded with digest, you don't even know about it. It's sitting all over the place. And you think, the Hayim, the Yeshua Gemara, Baruch Atah Adonai, Eliheinu, Melech Olam, Shahakalim, Amen.
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 Shiraim.
Amen. Does Torah anytime notice that the world, you know, he's getting shrine for me. These people should be giving out shrine themselves. Guys that get, you know, listen to this. Whoever drinks my stuff, forget it. He's going to have Yeshua's through and through. I mean, whoever listens, every name that comes in here, I want to tell you, Rabbi, say, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. Bris crucialis fasayin. I mean, every word you say, watch it come real. Say, but don't, if you said something negative, then expect a gargaval Yeshuas. don't be negative. Leave it alone. No, that's enough. That's a Yetzirah. Oh, see, I shouldn't have said that. Now that's why I'm having trouble. Ad kan direi Yetzirah. He's on your case 24/7. The number one Yetzirah is to say you're nobody. Keep away. It used to be the number one Tzidkis. I saw it. See, the Rebbe wrote about himself. Adam Mu'at Li'olam. He wrote that about himself. He signed. Adam Mu'at Li'aylam. Yeah, maybe for him it's a good thing. I'm not getting involved. You know, if he was, since he was a kid, they raved over him and he feels like whatever, he may need to do that. But most people, you say that, you'll remain an Adam Mu'at Li'aylam. That's exactly where you're heading. Keep saying it. You'll get worse. I'm really no good. But I'm really no good. Do you know what I did? Oh, if you would only know what I did, what I am. Yetzer hara. It's the number one. Just get rid of that yetzer hara. Watch. They'll have Yeshuas all over the place. And you appreciate yourself. Hashem wants you to be thankful. Look at what he made you. Anyone who walks in here is an officially a Mavaki Shemuna. You know what Chazal say about you? A pasuk in Yeshaya. V'esach l'chol ha'ir. Mavaki Shemuna. It's a kleinekeit. Anyway. So, now, I'd like to say, the Nesayinist Rabbi Miller says, the Nesayin activates, and the Nesayin makes the person alive. I know younger man, he didn't have the everything's fine. And he's fine, you know. Learning good, davening good, suddenly, boom, boom, boom. And he's alive! I know a younger man especially, he had trouble with his kids. I mamish don't recognize him. He was a fashlofen, a nice person, sweet person, quiet person. Today, he's a fireball, thanks to the two sons he had that were going off to Derek. They woke him up. He's a pleasure. The guy's really, they both came back on. He had to work. He started learning Musa. It was one of my chevra. He really started going places. Thanks to those boys who were going off the derech. He was born. You know, he was nice. You know, you're sitting in your comfort mode. You didn't come here to be in the comfort mode. You don't look for trouble, but it's not healthy. A person has to be alive to fight. You're a fighter. You have to tumble. After always Ravobis Shmuz that he gave him Lakewood, he had the whole island like, it wasn't Shaykh. What a beautiful Shmuz Ravobis Atzal had. He said, EKG, if it goes up and down, it's a sign of life. You know how many people tell if it's going straight, the guy's over. Up and down, there's so many Yetzirahs pulling you down. So many. They're on your case day and night. And you're going to get such Olam Haba because of your difficulties more than anything. I don't want to say there's a certain Chazal that I don't feel comfortable saying in public. Although Reb Chaim Shem Levitz brings it down and he proves whatever. David HaMelech was Machshev, a person that Hashem Yerachem, we're not really supposed to. But he was machshava because he had a certain loyalty and whatever. And there's a lot of nobodies that be chayshid. You think you're a nobody. That's what you think. In Shemayim, you know how big you are. You know what? There was somebody, a mechkobah once came to Lakewood and he looked at everybody's palm and there were two brothers. One of them was a world famous goyin and tzaddik, master and everything. The other one was like, you know, yishmaki guy. And the makubal made a remark. He said, this one is the big guy and everything. He says, fine. That one, oh, he saw in his hand everything. He said, this is big time. You know who you are. You know, you have to be chayshid. Be chayshid. Your baron's yotzei was yesterday. Baron Kotler Zechet Tzadik Rekodesh Abracha. There was no one like him. We have no understanding the greatness, the schus that we had. Rabbi Yehuda Jacobs told me he was like one of the Talmidei HaGra. That's the way he saw him. He was not shy. Baron Kotler, the Madrega that he had, the greatness, you can't explain it. And we are part of his Olam. And part of his, he's up there in Shemaim, he's looking down at us, and he has nachas from us. Look what he's sitting in Gan Eden, what Lakewood did for Klai Yisrael. It's all him, him and Rav Nosson, both nifted the same day. Huh. I shouldn't say this. Why were they nifted the same day? Well, at Fakus, you know, you make a yahrzeit, but little tyrant, you know. Like this, you got them together. Hashgach, you're going to start now with it. So you get Hasidus. I don't see anything wrong being Hasidus, but still, I'm joking. Anyway. What? He said that? Why? Wow. Beautiful. Ah. But they were. There's no words to describe the giants from Nosim. He had Gilio. He has not Shayach. He's Masak and Gugulim from Nosim. I noticed eight. I know firsthand, you know, I know the Matzah. Rabbaran. You can't begin to describe him. But anyway, one thing I'll tell you, Vishem Rabbaran, Mishas Rabbaran. Because the madrega of a person is kefi, what he thinks of himself. It's up to you. You decide how big you are. Don't ask anybody questions. You make a decision that you're top. No matter how big. No. That's why. I have a big answer because I'm big. Go, you got chazals. You do the opposite of what you enjoy doing. You enjoy calling yourself a nobody and a shaita and a not as those guys. Ooh, I'm Nebuch. The HR is full of that stuff. Full of, it's such poison. Rav Hutner said he liked to pour gaiva on everybody. Rav Hutner's vote is so true. So try the best you can. Work on yourself to say you're great. And if you can't do it, you're also great. So don't do it. Everybody, you got to do this, got to do nothing. You got to be happy doing nothing. That's fine. I'm not such a knife, but I can't deal with it. So I'm not. I can't. I can't sit there all day. That's why. What's the matter? Okay. Anyway. So, yeah, be to free no matter what. Kol manda ovid rachmana letam ovid. Your madrege is also min hashemayim. Hashem wants you here, not up there. He wants you down here, yes. It's min hashemayim. Even the averis that you did. Hey, vos machte you come. Averis that you did. It's also l'mafrei, it's min hashemayim, right now. That's fine. You know, he said, David Blacher says that Avraham Avinu had a special nesayim because it was his own fault, the Akedah. Because he didn't, the Chazal say that he didn't give, he at the Suda of Yitzchak Avinu's, you know, when they were, at the end of his, when they were Gemel, Yitzchak made a party, there was an ani that Avraham didn't, he did something wrong. And because of that, he got the Akedah. You see? It's your own fault. The whole Akedah, what you need trouble for? It's your own fault. So he says, what an assign he had when they, it's your own fault. Don't give me this own fault. Avraham Avinu was positive. Ratzon Hashem, I caused it. I didn't, might not give me everything's L'tayva. I did something wrong. Don't do it again. But it happened. It's good. What's his name? The Alton Kelm says, Atzas Hashem Yisokum. He has a shmus on it. Yosef HaTzadik told his brothers, it was good what you sold me. Look what happened. Lach Yisam Rav. It's good. Yeah, you're a veir. It was great. It's up to you. You can chaloy meis kafida pisrei. You know, you can touch with it whichever way you want. The Ebishter wants you to touch everything positive. The reason why I had this nesayim, because I'm great. Because I'm a tzaddik. And the reason why I'm going around all day and I can't even learn, I can't even daven, that's a good thing. Why? You know that the Sherman Munim says that when you're one of those blank modes, this is the best thing. He says, first, he says, just don't do anything. Don't even go to the mikveh. He says, just let the edges to take over. I know some people don't have the courage to think. That's a great thing. That's gewaltig. You're not thinking. That's gewaltig. Don't think. Let the edges to run the show. Now, I'm going to tell you, stories. I'm up to Machsila now. I want to, first of all, whoever's one of Machsila is heading for greatness. They're all sitting here. Every person here has got stories. Yeah, I'm expecting you to give Vadim. Here comes stories from my Chassidim. Listen to this one. One of them, he's good on his own. I helped him. I helped this fellow, but he has to make a chasana. And suddenly he gets his corona business, and he's in the hospital for a week. And he can't, and they don't want to look at him. The nurses don't want to come in, because he has corona. You can't get near him, nothing. So there's no food. You know, that's it. Sit there and pata and pega. It's over. He has corona. You know what he told me? When he wanted food, he said, Avishta, I want food. Knock, knock, the nurse comes in with food. He was totally the Avishta, you're taking over. He spent the week with his Vedas, what a machaya, alone with the Avishta. And he said, Avishta, I can't marry off my child. I can't even get out of this crazy place. You're going to have to do the job. I can't do it. He got out of there. It just happened. He told me, suddenly, from nowhere, a few thousand from this guy, phone call, oh, I got a few thousand. Money from all over the place. He told me, just the last 2 nights ago, 98% covered. He didn't do a thing. Nishtahant in kalt vasa, they say, in the haim. Not a hand in cold water. Zero. Paid for. You hear this? I know a lot of guys wouldn't mind having corona for a week. If that's what you get out of it. So doesn't it, right? And you think that's not a teva, huh? You know how many? There's a younger man in Lakewood, Azizi younger man. I like to ask permission before I say your name. He lives in learning that tzaddik. And he's a big, major masman. I never saw this before. He sits davening chakras. And every word, he has a niggin. He says, Psuk of the Zimra. Next niggin. Gorgeous. I didn't know he had it in him. He's Kula Tiger. This fellow, his life is the Black Gemara. He's a real Ben Tiger. Anyway, finishes Shas Keseda. He's always inviting me to a CMA Shas. And he says he learns but you and he's murdered it. And he sits there singing one piece of I never heard anything like it. Hazar Chakras, I like the tape him. He got good nigunim also. Decent stuff, you know. Nowadays a nigun Eichmara nigun. Oh, that's called a nigun. Oh, it's interesting. Okay, good. If it turns you on, fine. I mean, you know it does to me. I can't. I'm from a different generation. From Gershon when he came to Lakewood, the Gemara in Yuma, where the new generation was, new Beis Hamikdash, new generation was laughing, or singing and dancing. The older generation were crying. Oh, you're laughing. We saw the other Beis Hamikdash, and you're going to say, "Nebuch, what you have?" And Chazal say that the ones who cried were Mizgaber over. Okay, anyway, it's okay. I have to understand people who are different than me. It's one of my things I have to work on. Anyway, listen, it turns them on. What do you want from them? Anyway, so that's what happened. He had a beautiful, here comes another Meister with one of my chassidim. This is a bomb. What? Oh, yeah, just saying. Oh. Where's the niggin come from? From corona. When he was alone, and he had to be in the house all day long, even though he's a major masmid in Beis Medrash, but he's one of the biggest masmid in Lakewood, no question about it. But corona did a job. It made him just alone with the Abishta, no tefillah b'tziva, no nothing. So he became close to the Abishta. And he got involved with these nigunim and he started davening alone, became a new person. Thanks. Adank Corona! Now they would look the way he davens. He became so close with the Avishta. Thanks to Corona! Don't say Lashon Hara and Corona. It's a gift. But the only thing is I prefer calling it Kovid. Kovid. Kovid, Metianus, Adam, and Olam. That's the message. You want to have Yeshua? Stop running after Kovid. The aggravation you have from your kids, it's COVID. Stop the kids. Be happy no matter what. I told somebody recently in trouble with his kid, you know, Yiddishkeit, whatever. I says, the Kavah Yosha says, you do what you could, and then, Ata esnapshicha italta. I did my job, now don't bug off. You're not supposed to go around with guilt, and this, I did this wrong, and that wrong, and like, oh, yay, Tahara, guilt, schmilk. But you're supposed to feel, you're supposed to. Not for our generation. If it does something to you, maybe you're one of those that enjoys having a Lev Nishbar. So, have it. You know, Bezyanis. Thanks to this kid, I have such Bezyanis. I heard that, Rabbi Nekritz. Appreciated a kid that gave him Bezyanis. Oh, that's my favorite. The other ones are nice to have. All the Masvidim and the Tzadikim. Nice to have good kids. But this guy, I'm getting kaparis for a change. This Bezyan kid, this is Nachas. In the Navardiga world, they have their own concept of Nachas. The kid that's giving you Bezyanis. The Shver, oh, that's your Shver. Oh, that's the best you can do, a big Mitzvahin like you, said the Shver. He looks like who knows what, right? So he said, what do you mean, that Shver is my ticket to Gan Eden? He yells at me all day, Barabim, this is what I need. This is my bracha. If you're living with the truth, if you learn Musa, the Spilus, and you're living with the Yemis, you're not suffering nowhere. All you're suffering is, Hu yamus be'ein musar. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. No Musa, you got trouble. It's your own. Don't learn. You don't have to learn Musa. Don't bother me with Musa. Mandel, bug off. Musa. Yeah. I want to see. Yeah. Listen. If it does good for you, go for it. Why not? There are people. Why not? You should know. I implore. Whatever I say. You do what works. Whatever Rabbi Miller said. If it works, go for it. Do whatever works. I know people they have hatzlacha. They're doing the opposite of whatever I say. I made that up, by the way. I never heard that. But let's say that. Let's say, so go for it. So I'll keep saying my stuff. You'll know what not to do. So, go your way. Go your merry way. I got to fight with you. Why not? I want you to forget. I won't get covered because of you. So get down. I will tell you a story. One of my favorite stories. This guy calls me up, gave me $1,000. Needs a refuah shleima for his mother. She's in the hospital, an old lady. And I says, I'll give you a bracha. Don't worry, your mother's fine. He gave me $1,000. A week later, he calls me up and wants to know this. He's talking about this. By the way, how's your mother? Well, since your bracha, she got worse. It's a true story. So I got off the phone and he said, Baruch Shalom, what are you doing to me? And within a half hour or so, if there I dab and Abish, this is bizyanus, you know. This is not good for my business. Since my bracha, it's all good. Yeah, it's good. Thanks to your bracha, things are all messed up. So he says, Avishta, do me a favor, get me out of this one. Within a half hour now, my mother just improved. Major. So I put that down as one of my mitzvahs. I always come out ahead. Anyway, I heard this from Baiza once. Abba B'tachan always wins. Abba B'tachan always wins. Rabbi Yeshua, he always comes out ahead. Stick with the Rabbeinu Shalom, no matter what. Stick with him and break your midas by telling yourself, I'm great, especially when you think you're a zero. That's dafka when you say you're great. Because the Yetzer Hara, this villain ever told this to me. The Zecharia Levracha, the last villain. He told me that big people get this stuff. When you're told all day you're a zero, that's a sign of greatness. Like, see them say, the Shemar Moon brings down, see them say that a cartload of Zevel, they got up and leave them alone. Or a cartload of diamonds, they're on your case, they want to. So you're having the saying is that, hey, this doesn't go, that doesn't go. Good sign. Now I got to tell you about that. I'd like to avoid that a little bit because I don't want to, but it's short and sweet. I'll make it fast. It says that the Mama Rivka, Rashi praises her, that she achais Lavan, achais the daughter of Besuel, one Russia, another Russia, a town Rishayim, bunch of bums, and look, she still became Rivka. So Rashi makes a whole thing, and that's why the Torah says that. Look at her roots. You know, she's loaded, but Allah nishgit the zachem. That's her greatness. Sorry, I'm asking Kasha. This ain't Pasha. I have a steer. Rashi says when they daven, it's the Eibus will listen to Yitzchak. Ain't it daima tfila tzadik ben tzadik? That she was a ben Russia, right? So you see, being a son of a Russia is bad news. The Eibus doesn't listen to Yitzchak, right? So what are you telling me? It's good that she comes, has such a background that shows she's better. That shows she's, you're not going to listen to Tfilis. Now listen to this. You know how many people call me up? Rabbi Mandel, my Tfilis, I daven my head off and nothing's happening. I would like to tell them my terrors to this thing. Because you don't have that yichus, you may not get that siyata d'shmaya. But because of your shady background, you're not getting. And therefore, your Tfilis aren't answered. But you're still bigger. Just because your tefillos aren't answered, faket, that's a mila. You're being challenged more. Punkt faket. The one that's born on top of the mountain is nothing compared to the Nebuch who's mooching and trying to improve and it's not happening. And he davens and nothing happens. It's because you're various. It's because that makes you great. Your past, your baggage, unquote, makes you great. And the Mama Rivka stuck it out. And the issue wasn't as far. That's what it said. Yitzchak got a glick shit of. It describes that Yitzchak married Rivka. What's the glick about Rivka? It doesn't say that she was a tznua and a balas chesed. Not in this parasha. He got a glick shit of. A lady with full of baggage all over. That's the parasha shot, according to Rashi. You see that? I got a great shit of. What do you got? Well, my wife, Baruch Hashem, her parents, her father is a shikha. The mother was in jail, a couple of them, every in and out, and her brothers are crooks. I got a great shidduch. This is off of the apostle. I'm reading. The Torah says, Yitzchak Avinu got a glick shidduch. He got Rivka. Why? For these reasons. There's no mention of a tznius, no mention of a chesed. Oh, that's a great shidduch. So anybody has an avadik, that's for sure. So Yitzchak means he laughs at the world. So I want to tell you something. So that's a whole mila when you have all that stuff, all the baggage. Despite that, so you stick it out. So I talk at disadvantage. You stick it out. Don't be despoiled no matter what. This Aveira, and look at this, and I have this wrong and that wrong. Sometimes, whatever it is. She stuck it out, and she took over the whole house. And Yisro Taka got himself a catch, because she saved the show. Without the Mama Rivka, when she interceded, when Yitzchak got old Esav, you're my B'char, we're giving you everything, right? Yitzchak L'chalikin, Mishmariah. He was supposed to get the works. If not, the Mama Rivka took over the house. The little 3-year-old, right? Who's, Yitzchak, how old was he? 40 when he got married? And she was 3. The little 3-year-old took over the house. And she saved God's Klal Yisrael. If Yitzchak would have been in charge, it would have been a serious problem. If it would have been. So they come out ahead, those guys with the baggage. So just stick it out. Don't be in a spoil. I'm going to tell you, B'Shem Reb Nosson. Nosson told this to me. Lozisht op the tata. Alles get the tata. Keep davening. Don't stop. He'll give you everything. Reb Nosson told this to me. So it's up to you. You keep davening and ask Hashem, help me daven. And you'll daven. Speaking about davening, I got to tell you, Merdek. What's machtia? Come. Any chairs over there? Anyway. Right? Who? Rick the Tish! It's all right anytime. Do you notice what's happening here? Do you notice that they have to Do you know how big I am? You picked the right guy to listen to. I hope this is the place where, you know, this is good. The Shekhinah's here. You know, when you get into laughter, the Shekhinah's there. You know that? I was told by Rabbi Chaim Motzer Weinkrantz to spend my life trying to cheer up Jews. Isn't that something? He told me to do it. Anyway. So that's it. Now, I want to say a vot. Shame Rabbi. And Rav Nosson, he said that. He said, okay. Now, B'Shem Rabban. Rabban said, I've told this a million times, but I'll say it again. There was one, Rav Hutna, Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha. I was at the Shloshim of Rabban. There was a Chaim Berlin, Pitkin and Stone, the old Chaim Berlin. The Shekhinah was in that yeshiva. There's no question about it. The Simcha of the old MRCB, Masifta Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin. The simcha that permeated in that Heiliger Beis Medrash. The way they used to learn, there was a sim, the Shekhinah was in that yeshiva. I can't describe it. It was Gan Eden HaTachlis, smack in the middle of Bedford Stuyvesant, full of Shvatzes Patrikanes. So you walked into the yeshiva. The simcha they had there, Rav Hutner's had, the Stempel of Slobodka was in there. They had a lot of Slobodka in Chaim Berlin because Rav Hutner, he brought a certain ruach there. You know what I learned in Chaim Berlin? I want to say a nice word about that yeshiva. I learned because I enjoyed learning, period. I learned because this is fun. I mamish, that's the reason, or else they turn me on. I learned because it's fun to learn. That's the vote. Till today, I'm a little bit like that. More than a little bit. I enjoy it. It's fun. It's delicious. Sit and learn. They had such a ruach. So it's million days. Anyway, so Rav Hutna was a smart person. And he told just this story. I was surprised. Say something else. Rav Aaron, the Gain, the Tzadik. No. One story he had. Some of them like this and Mishpacha. They weren't sure they should do a Shidduch. And they went to Reb Shulayb. They said, the Bach is shvach in learning. He's not so, but he learns by his mother. He said, do the shidduch, because call him a kind of return to me. Oini, say the kind of me, Osha. A kind of return when you're poor, you'll be kind of Osha. And poor means badas also. He's poor badas. In the end, and sure enough, he's diagnosed. He told this story to Rabaran. And Rabaran burst out crying. What are you crying? What's faint to Rosh Hashiva? Because I always had a good head. I was always a star. When I came to Slobodka, the Alta, everybody, Rabban. You know what they said about Rabban? This is from eyewitnesses. They said, that's the Gadol Hadar. They knew from day one that he's it. They knew clearly who he was. By the way, I heard this from somebody close to Rav Hutna, to Rabbi Yaakov, to Rav Ruderman. He was close to all of them. He was close to the Satmar too. He's a chosh of a mensch. He told me that the Alta, for 5 years, I believe, used to take a walk with her baron to walk him home to where he stayed. And Slobodka was loaded with dogs. And he was afraid of dogs, her baron. You know, what?
And cats.
And cats, yeah, really? Yeah. And so he used to walk him. Now, this is what I heard. He spoke to him for 5 years. There might be, I don't know how on the mark this is, but this is the way I remember it. He always walked him, and he spent a lot of time shmoozing him, and it was not in learning. That's what I heard. And the way I understood it, he was encouraging him. That's klor. That you do him a foursom. Rav Ruderman said, the Altman Sabbat used to brainwash him. He's the future of Ikivega. And because I believed him, he said, that's why it worked. I believed him, and that's why he became a Ruderman. That's Claw, the Alta used to brainwash his Talmidim. You are destined for greatness. You need someone to do that to you. You can do it with anybody, especially these days where the Yevishter is so involved in the Ein Lono Yishon Avinu Shabbat Shemayim, where the Yevishter can do Nisim, there's Nisim going on. It's crazy. One of my latest wives, every day, I don't believe in myself. I have four four family situations, just happened where Chaim was not talking for years with his father, with his this one's not getting along, and there's no way, and the parent come crying to me. I have four situations where it suddenly turned around. I gave a bracha. You're going to have a Yeshua within 24 hours. Telephone call. One of them called. This person calls me up all the time. The son did not speak to the parent for a year and a half. And the parent's going crazy. I got to divorce. I got to my son. And suddenly, and two kids not speaking. Two kids. And the other party got the... It's a whole mess. And I said, I give a bracha. It's going to turn around. By the way, I love Dafka, believe in my own brachas. I just say whatever's positive. You know, yesh for yesh. Sometimes I feel it. Sometimes I don't feel it. It works either way. I'm not interested. I say like this, a hergish. You have a hergish. It's Einikian, you know. Hergish. I'm not into it. You feel it. You don't feel it. You know, don't bother me. I do. I do. Anyway, the next day, this person had a phone call with one of the sons, an hour and a half on the telephone, and mentioned the brother has to warm up and he's next. You hear that? That was one case. I have four of them, just very recently, where a kid was ganging up against the father to destroy the father's life for a whole, milchama, anshei beisa yinasim loyoyevav. No, is that what it says? Mamish, a war! The father called me, Mandel. What do you want from me? When he described his matzav, he says, this, I finally hit, this is already like even the Baal Mitzvah Sador can't handle this one. He really had a mess. I don't want to go into the details. It was mamish cross fighting for Malazaitan. It was reckless with the mother and this kid and that kid and the father. He was the loser. He called me up. You got to do something for me. I went all the way from the other end of Lakewood to see you. I said, says, I want to have, okay. I give him a bracha. I'm going to have a total turnaround within 24 hours. His case was a beauty. He, by mistake, said something. By mistake. And one of the kids liked it. One of the daughters, who hates him like poison, liked it and told it to the other kid, and made him apecha for saying a platelet's pair that he didn't even mean to say, and they don't like the term. And the next day, he used to call me every day, this fellow. And the next day, his arch enemy in the family became his best friend and started defending him. That was another one of the Rebbe's brachas. That's two of them. The Rebbe's had another one where a family turned around. Somebody helped me a lot. I said, you're going to have a turnaround. Suddenly, son didn't speak to him for years, but just recently, that's three that I remember offhand. I'll leave you alone with all that. But I just want to tell you, that sugya, I had a lot of places. Anyway, some people say I'm a Leonovi. I don't see anything wrong with being chayshid. Maybe you're Mashiach. Maybe. If it's Machazik you, why should you? I mean, don't run in the streets and tell everybody the great news. I just came. I'm here. Be careful. I want to tell you something. The Litvakis, can they take a joke? You can take a joke. My shver was a minkach chesed, and my wife he sent her to Beis Yaakov, fortunately or unfortunately. But he, you know, I always say my shver is Shtreimel, and I'm me. So my shver, he fell in with me, and I fell in with him, you know. The kids said, my shver, and my wife once said, Mashiach is going to be a Litvak. So my shver says, 99999. Mashiach guide nish zan kin litvik. Zan eisel guide zan a litvik. I'm sure my shver says, for that one. It's good. We can handle a joke. You know, Rabbi used to joke with these things. Sama, forget it. He used to joke, there's nothing wrong, but let's hope it's just a joke. Watch out. Anyway, where am I up to? The next mifus. Listen to this one. This is one of my chevra here. I brainwashed them, but good. I'm having nachas. The time has come for the Rebbe to tell over the maifsim of his chassidim. Because my chassidus, we believe that all chassidim are going to become rebbes. In fact, they're instantly rebbes as far as I'm concerned. And I want them to get into business. We have Rabbi Golombek. Everybody here gets moving and moving. They accomplish. They're great people. They're doers. Klai Yisrael has from them. They daven for Klai Yisrael. It's a different world. Once you join me, you're Isha Klal. You know what Isha Klal is? Eimed Ladin. Altman Kelm talks about it. You want to be Eimed Ladin, make sure you're part of the care for everybody. Anyway, this fellow got a message. His 80-year-old grandfather is holding by Tover. Corona, whatever. COVID. I'm joking. But anyway, and he was in the car with his uncle. And his uncle is a real tight yeet. He finished shots who knows how many times. The doctor, the mitzvahs. And he came, they got a call from the doctor. And I'm going to be a little nasty now. Get ready. Get ready for a real, I'm going to get controversial. Now, you know, whenever I say, ladies, get off, I'm positive all the ladies are listening. Anybody under this age, please don't listen. I'm sure that they're listening more than anyone else. But listen to this. So he said like this. So he said there were onashir nesoyis avidoy. He had a whole tzettel. You have to do tshuva, you're holding by. This is the end of your life. The doctor just said, and thus the halakha doctor said, you know, you ready? His uncle started telling him all this stuff. It was a big time of chacham. This uncle wasn't a nobody. He was a professor, younger man. And he says, uncle, what are you doing? What do you think you're doing? That you're gonna cause him to leave the Chas V'Shalom. You talk about tshuva, and that's you be machazik. Say, I feel cheder chader benachas al tzavori. He says, Hashem menarachim. What are you talking? He's gay. The doctor said, so say vidui. Get lost. Say punkbaket. Have been talking. You'll dafka live long and all that stuff. And he doesn't remember what he said. He said all Mandel stuff. And he hocked and coughed for an hour and a half until they came to the hospital. Dropped off his uncle. He hit his uncle, but good. His uncle came into the grandfather. And it's the put away the vidui business. Stop this vidui baloney. What vidui? Zuckchen vidui. And he started pumping him. You'll be fine. And his nephew gave a whole tettle. People said of chada. And maybe she can do anything. And you're going to be fine. Blah, blah. And minus if he says, the whole thing's baloney. It's a misdiagnosis. I'm into that very much. I love to call everything a dimyon. The writing is like that a lot. Dimyon! Dimyon, the kin of the type of the covenant. Dimyon. They sit on that a lot. Dimyon, boy, that uproots it. Meikara, that's you're left with. You get rid of it. Your issue is, if you stemple it a dimyon, no matter what, but dimyon. But the guy's got a thing coming out of his body. Dimyon! Dimyon, you got it because you're all negative, so you made it blow up. You want to hear stories? Where these things disappeared? I'll tell you stories. You keep saying dimyon, and it becomes, even if it's real, but you keep saying it's dimyon, zaymigazun. It's magic. Anyway, so, he and from that day on, he started recovering. As soon as the uncle came in and started giving him Mendel's drushes, he had a total turnaround, and he's walking around today, fully cured. Another mifus of one of my chassidim. How do you like that one? Now listen to this. I have been going to PTAs for many years, and I have been discussing with parents when I see something unusual with a boy. By the way, what I meant by being nasty is, this man finished shas so many times, and he was about to kill his father with a shas. So he filled shas, and a medaktik b'mitzvah. The vidur was going to be Chazanish vidoy, with the brisket vidoy, we'll get that vidoy you had. He tied it, you have 50 vidoys. That all kind of, no, say it right. And tshuva, before you die, you gotta do this, gotta, he had a hold. He was gonna give him, like, die and, he's gonna have a Mrs. Nishika, if you know what I'm talking about. He's gonna be nifta. He's gonna have a whole day. Like, he did it right. They'll put it on the grave. Hey, you went away with all the sheetas. But and he laughed at it. My one of my chaver. He's one of my chaver. He laughed. Oh, dream it, this vida, get this out of here. Like, think about it. So I want to be a little nasty when I want to quote the chaver of Avos when he speaks about one of the Malchei Yehuda. Who was that? Yehoshaphat. Yehoshaphat was nifta from, they say, gout. He had a problem with his foot. He was nifta. It spread on his whole body. Whole shekel chamaisa. Why? Because he wasn't by Teah Bashem. Now, the lashon of the Chavis of Avos is, Im kol tzidkasai. He was a tzaddik yaseid olam. Yehoshaphat. He was one of the biggest Bali B'tochen. Dafka was big. The stories with him went to war. He used to win the war with B'tochen. But here, came to his foot. He got scared and was B'teach in the Raifim. But, and that's why it was over. It spread. It got worse. Because he B'teach in the Raifim. And the Chavis of Avos says, with all his sitkis, he was a tzaddik, Yehoshaphat. He's the one that it says, Vayiv Bali B'daki Hashem. He was all mamish a knock. There was nothing like him. And he was also, no, I'm sorry. Also, not Yehoshaphat. Here's the lashon. Kriyadata mashomer akosa ba'osa. Al avtid kosoi. Kasher batach al raifim. Gam b'cholyo loydarashas Hashem kiim b'raifim. V'nana shal kach. Listen to the diak. Despite his sitkis, it ain't gonna help you, but I just finished Shaz. He is still finished. No, but talking, say, I just gave $1 million to a Mason. Yeah, but talking? Now look, Shaz, Tayra Chesed, that could save you too. If you have been talking in the greatness of what you're doing, that's not pushing. But sometimes the Abister wants the talking. And it's not working. I had this myself, it was Hanukkah. First of all, I asked Rabbi Zer, that's all. How do I do Mesiras Nefesh? I want to be like the Hashmonaim. It's not Shaya for me. What Mesiras Nefesh? We don't have the matzah. And we want to be, the Vardis are very serious. Chanukah is Mordechai. It means we want to be a Mordechai. They don't like, you know, they work on Musa. A Yom Tov is a Rom Avinu. Now let's be like him. You know, it's very serious. Let's be real. It's not just, they're not just a vertel here, you know, on the parsha. You got a good one, you know. Let's live it. Come on, at least daven. I want you talking about Avraham Avinu all day. I beg you, I want to be like Avraham. It bothers me every year. I hear these stories about him. What about me? That's what that would be an Avraham Ganusach, the Mama Sora. Ah. Anyway, but so I said I want to be my Senefesh. He says, you don't want to be my son nefesh? Like the Hashmonaim? Close your black gemara and learn Muslim. It's not easy. It's not easy. No way. Mesiras nefesh means going against your rutzen. We hope that you'd like to be learning and then be my son nefesh. If you don't want to be learning, there's a different issues going on. But it's mesir for those who are holding by learning. It's not easy. And I once had a maisa where I was mamish tahak the tzaris, and I was learning Musa, but I held it. I was holding by learning very stock, that kufa or whatever. And I mentioned it to him, but I'm learning great. That's still getting worse. You're learning Musa or not? You're learning, oh yeah, I'm learning Musa on Jesus, on Nikias, on Prishis, whatever. You're learning Musa on Betachin or not? You're not getting no mileage. This is what he told me. So I closed I closed everything else. And I sat on B'tochen and I had a Yeshua. Important thing to know. So I just want to bring this out. This person was a great person. But I've heard Navratiga say things about big, big people. that they were murdering the giants in their line. Okay, he's an expert in Chayshim Nishpat. Don't speak about Arachayim. He doesn't know it. Don't get near him. He's a great, in his line. This guy's good in Lumdus. Don't ask him any halach. He's on a Moritz. There's a lot of guys like that. He's good in Iyun. He sits there, but he doesn't know what's going on the other end of Shas. He's on it to be. This guy's a big bucky. Don't ask him a svara. It's not his line. People are different. They have different. I am part of the Torah. There's a million things you can do with your life. You could be a tzaddik yisoyidolim, but it has nothing to do with betachin. There could be a yidina who doesn't know how to learn, an old lady without teeth, and when it comes to betachin, she puts you in the garbage can. She's got it. And by the way, this I dare say, the madrega of a person that's brought down, the slonimus say it, madrega of a person is how much emunah do you have? That's the number one accomplishment of every human being. Did you grow in emunah? If the Rambam says he'd rather teach emunah than anything else, that's big time. And that's where we're pushed into it so much. That's where we have so many in the same as we're, who wanted, believe me, Rabbi Yisai, I was the last person that wanted to get involved in the Tachim. I learned something. You'll be an Amoritz Teraisa. You'll be Tachim. Who wants to learn Musog a little bit? Learn a little bit. Kiyas, it's Geshmak. Okay, that's enough. Who wants to get involved in this stuff? I was forced into it as Shkacha Protius. I had a certain situation where there was no way out of it except heavy duty Betachim. And I got into it, and there I am. When I got to, maybe if I would have, look, you don't have to do what I did, but if I wouldn't have had that in the science, I don't know, you know, and maybe I know how to learn more, but we wouldn't have this Vod right here. You know, I wouldn't know anything. I wouldn't run back and forth to these Navardigas. They knew all the answers. They were great. Anyway, now I'm going to tell you. I was a PTA. And this happened, I remember three times it happened in my career. More than three times, five times. That happened, where I noticed something about a boy in my class that was very unusual. He wasn't just a Matsuyan. He was Gavalt. I said, need this day. Something like this is something else. And I asked the parent, what's going on? And every single time, I got the same answer. I daven overtime for this kid. And once the answer was, the husband and wife both told me at the PTA, it's the bubby who's going overtime. Davens all day for her kids. I have three such stories. It was always the same answer. I saw something striking. This kid's something, a holy soul, there's something going on here. That's okay. Now, I know a younger man who lives in New York who is very much my type. He's also a Rebbe. And he does the same thing I do. And he asks parents, how'd this happen? How'd that happen? He has the exact same. Hey, Kiptaran, Master Chaimish, come on. You want to move over? Come inside. What do you have to stand there? There's a seat right here. You want to move over? No, you taught to move. All right. Good. I hope you all saw what just happened. That's good for my, So he's had the same experience, but he told me something else. That's noyda noydayis. He's been around a long time, this Rebbe. And he's noticed the way kids, he noticed this you're talking about a dysfunctional family. A mother that's the whole older Rebbeim are talking about. Her husband is a normal guy, and he fell into this, a woman who needs medication because she's not well. And he had one after another of sick, dysfunctional, pooped women who were out of it. One of them, remember, she was a nervous wreck from way back. She was knowing everybody, keep away. her husband had to be serving her. Oh boy, he fell in with this witch. And three witches. He has three witches, mamish, not stam. They're all medication. Oh. And he said, those women, because of their matzav, they made it to years later, you don't recognize them. They're a different person. People could change with tefillah, 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 tefillah. You keep dominating and dominating. You do anything you want. There's a maisa that is brought down. Shimshon Pinkus mentions it. He noticed a family where suddenly he suddenly sees weird things happening. The father was working, and the kids, normal, you know, chilled out those days. I don't know how much terror went on. It's very striking. Suddenly, the father's already, he's older. Suddenly, he's learning. He's a balabas. He's not a yeshiva man bachlal. He's not into it. Suddenly, he takes an hour off learning, 2 hours off, 3 hours learn, and he sits full time. Nowadays, you see a lot of that. Those days, when that happened, was, and then suddenly, Chaim becomes a masbin, Getzel becomes, the whole house turns around. And he checked them, what's going on here? And they found out the mother says a lot of tillim. Come inside up, Kim, this place. She's a velta tillim. She davens day and night. And she decided, I'm going to get kuftarai. I'm going to get a Torah dika mishpacha. And she did it. You want to know, I know a younger man. He was married. He didn't stand a chance to have a Torah dika mishpacha. And he, because his kids were all his wife and different shittas and different this, he didn't stand a chance. So he said, Rabbeinu Shalom, there are three partners in a family. In my case, you're going to have to take over. And he, heavy duty davening, turned around the whole family. He's got the whole frumma than him today. They're all better than him and frumma than him. Turned around the whole family. You can turn around your life with the power of davening. What? This is Shara B'tochen, yeah. Perek Shlishi. Shara B'tochen. So you want to have B'tochen, you know, that a Vardig is wanting to spoil this or them guddle, this or this, and look what happened to him.
Okay,
what?
Not your lying
doctors. Yeah, this matzah, forget it. Not your lying doctors. Anyway. You know, I'll tell you one, my maisa, the best maisa in the universe. I've said it over a lot of times. The first day when Corona started, I heard only negative stuff. By the way, I honestly believe that I could turn around the whole world. Okay, you think I hold I can. I hold you could too. I really believe that. I can run it. Yachid Shasa Tshuva, Reb Gershon's biggest thing on Yom Narayim. Yachid Shasa Tshuva, Moichla Kol Oilam Kula. A Yachid has power. If you believe that, it's going to happen. You don't believe it. Time because if you believe, I believe that I can turn over the world. I'm taking credit for why Corona is nowhere near. Hey, Kiptaran! Corona is not nowhere near what it could have been. When it first started, I heard negative reports. My wife was on the phone. It was shreklach. I says, I will not tolerate any negative information. I only want to hear positive. I was very upset with one of my children. Got on the phone with me. I almost hung up. He says, you say one more negative word. I'm exhausted. To me, in the Vardik, negative words, it's worse than Uhurim Royim. A negative, being depressive things, it's the worst thing in the universe. Rabban Kreiser, when he was sick, made a remark. He had Nebuchadnezzar Machli, it was a very bad matzah. He says, Atzus is nishtav mine shelf. I don't have that in my store. I'm not into that sugya. Keep away. What do you have to say? You know what happened? You know what they said? You have nothing better to talk about. Get everybody depressed. That's all. You know what it is. It's all covered. It's all they want to say how smart they are. Do you know what happened? Oh, now, by the way, if anybody does it, it's not Lashon Hara. And it's not, so let them talk. I don't see anything wrong with saying negative things. I think it's very good. Some people need to talk. So let them talk negative things. I don't see anything wrong with it. Talk is not Lashon Hara. So for many people, it's a gewaltiger. What? Worse than what? Yeah. Now, you understand that people say about me, I talk in two sides of my mouth. But first of all, I want to, before I start knocking the world, I don't like to knock. If I can, I want to tell you something. If I believe that it's not so bad, it's challah bracha on that too. Do you know that? A chalain is kefi the pisrei. You are such a balabas over the world. You say a shvach on a matzah. The Ebishter likes that and it'll bring a bracha. You say a shvach on a person. I've done it. I was once discussing somebody who's Hashem Yerachem, he fell into Be'er Shachas. He's a 12-step program from the lowest of the low. I had a talk with a big rav here in Lakewood, a big tzaddik. And I told him what this guy's doing. He didn't say his name. And I told him that, you know, what he's doing. Arusha! Stop. I told the rav. Now, I know the rav's background. The rav had a mother. He used to sing the Gunim Tim when he went to sleep. A tzaddik is gemura. He had a warm, loving upbringing. And this guy had a father and mother. He used to kill each other day and night. He used to say, God's telling them they shouldn't divorce. They left them in the street like a machine, like an Asufi. And he has the Muchazach. So maybe Nebuchadnezzar got himself in it. And he tried so hard to be good. So the Rav tells me, oh, he's a tzaddik. Now, and I told the Rav, maybe in a nice way, he didn't have your upbringing, you know, the warm love and that stuff. He had plenty of hate and plenty of chaos and many nasty things going on. So he wasn't like, you know, I didn't want to tell the Rav, if he would have had your background, he might look even better than you. You know, I wouldn't say that. The Rav was a tzaddik, you say, but still, you know, so he, as soon as the Rav said that, I called the guy up that night. He didn't know what I was doing behind his back. He said, tonight something happened to me. I had a hurried tshuva. And the rest of us say that. Oy va'at ve'in rasha. You just say a positive thing. You're supposed to be sitting, oy v'non. So, all he is. Anyway. So, there's a power when you say good things. Anyway, I want to say good. But why should a person say nasty things? What do you have from it? You know, say something nice. Say something nice about it's a nice day. The world is nice. There was, I think, from the Tulsa Olam, Chaim Stein's wife was one of these Tulsa ladies, Chashava. They say she used to ooze with positive things. Every word she says, that's a good, ooh, this is good, good, good. You have the chayvus avavus that he's walking in the street, the tzaddik, and he sees a dead dog that looks disgusting and smells a mile, and the tamidim are holding the nose, and he says, look at the gorgeous teeth, and says the baal chayvus avavus, the tzaddik wanted to teach his tamidim to be positive, to say positive things. Kolshkin of people, what do you have to speak negative for? What do you have from it? You know, the Belzer Rebbe, what he did with this. The Belzer Rebbe, I heard from one of the biggest guns in Yerushalayim, from the biggest Mabitei Torah, big Litvish Rabba, from the big ones. He told me he knew all the Gdolim. And he was telling me, Deir's giving Gevaldig and Yen is giving Gevaldig. You know all the famous ones. I mentioned Rabbi Belzer. As soon as I mentioned Rabbi Belzer, Aaron Pesach, you took. I have a lot of Tuchim Weeklies. Take them, like, take as many as you can. So he said, Rabbi Aaron Belzer was in a total different category. He was such a giant, you can't explain it. How the greatness of Rabbi Aaron Belzer, forget it. Now, Rabbi Aaron Belz, I heard this from my shvager, Ramat Chafeda Zatzal. Ramat Chafeda never saw a woman in his life. We are his, he's my brother-in-law. Ask anybody in the family. I don't think you know what my mother looked like. That was him. He's a malach. Ramat Chafeda told me that the entire godless of Rabbi Aaron Belz came from his ayin teva. His kedusha, all that other, everything. Ayin Teva gives such holiness to a person. See, good, but he used to lie. Rabbi Aaron Belz used to say weird things. You know, this guy, he's smoking on Shabbos. No, he probably has a heart condition. He has to smoke. He has some, his cars in Tel Aviv. Oh, that's someone's having a child. What?
The eldest.
Truck went by.
A bus. And my shvager Amatra told me, I just did this with somebody. Shvager Amatra told me that I told him that this guy changed. I told him this story. He says, that's what Rabbi Melt meant. You're going to change the matzah by saying that. Have people doing this. It's magic. They had trouble with a 9-year-old girl, husband and wife. They started raving over her, how good she is, and lying, and suddenly she's smiling. A nice match. You know what makes people smile? If you have been talking about them, and you think positive thoughts about them, I've seen it happen twice in my own family. One of my kids comes in, suddenly my daughter's smiling ear to ear. I was harving a betachin and aiming on her. Whatever is a different Indian. I cause a bracha. When you think positive thoughts about a person, you bring a bracha to his whole matzav. It's real, but talking is, it's a lie. A thought, a positive, you're harving on it. You know, it really works best if you're harving on betachin and you're trying to be positive and you can't. Then it really works gevaldig. Because, I don't believe the Olam, there's two problems. People do not believe in Lufum Tzaira Agra. They're not geirus, that's Chazal. Lufum Tzaira Agra is a mess mitzvah. If people would believe in Lufum Tzaira Agra, the two stories, one with the stipend of Galinsky, told with the stipend of the Chavetz Chaim, where Bacha said, he's crying, my Chavrusa knows better than me, so the stipend asked him, how much did you learn? No, the Chavetz Chaim thing. How much did you learn a blot? Your chavrusa learned a blot. You learned 100 blot. You're struggling. And the Altman Slobodka says, even if you're having bittul Torah, because of you're all messed up. Don't look for problems, by the way. I don't recommend it. But most people, whatever. If you have any problems in any area, reform, tzaira, agra, I have to struggle. I said, sorry, I can't control, I can't get, good. They have 100 times more schar. The worse the Yetzirah, the more schar. Don't look for trouble, I beg you. Yeah, if it's going good, Zagazun, Rabbi Bursting, pleasure. And so don't look for trouble. Abba, Kum Tarag, another thing, it would save the world if people would believe in Gehenna. I hold that Gehenna is the worst mess mitzvah in the universe. If people, they should bring Gehenna into all the schools, yes, what did I do wrong now? You ever hear Mandel? Do you know what he says? Okay, yes, get ready. Anyway, Gehenna, if people would really, really believe in Gehenna, you know every inch of Yisurim you have, you're wiping away tons of Gehenna. Everybody would look to get married to a first-class witch because that means no Gehenna. You want to live happily ever after? You're having Yisurim. Yisurim are better than all the schusim in the world. Famous story of Chabad Chaim. He said that this guy comes to the next world and he sees the malachim, the positive malachim. They don't look so white. They look gray. They're weak. Most of them are on crutches. Those are your mitzvahs they show. See the guys with the crutches? This guy's in a sling. Those are your malachim of all your mitzvahs. See, this one looks like he's been dieting ever since he was born. These are your malachim, the good guys. that your Torah, that your mitzvah, because you did it like, now let's see your avayers. These robust. They look like professional boxers. These black, heavy, malachim, tough, and they're ready to kill you. And these guys, what can we do for you? We'd like to help you more. But when you made us, you weren't so enthusiastic. So that's why we don't look too great. Those are your mitzvahs. And he's standing there, Gaval, I'm going to get ahead of him with all of this. They won by the mile. They're all laughing at me, the black guys. Remember the Lashon Hara? Here I am. When you spoke Lashon Hara, here I am, ready to destroy you for what you did. Remember the time you got angry? You made me. Remember that time you were jealous? That's me. The other time you hated this year, you made me. And he's got a whole chasana of black malachim that are ready to rip him to shreds. And he's about to faint. And he sees the white ones, like, you know, the Nebuchs. They're all the Nebuchs. And suddenly in walks gorgeous white malachim. And mommy's beautiful. And strong, bigger than the black ones and white ones put together. They're in a class by themselves. And there's tons of them. And they're coming by hordes. And they're smiling to him, we're your friends. I says, I don't recognize you. I never did what mitzvah did. And there's millions of them. All, what's that? We are the Yeshudim that you went through. Chaviv and Yeshudim! If a person doesn't have Yeshudim 40 days, Kibbalah, Schar, Salama, say goodbye to Elam Abba. Yeshudim is a glick. Yeshudim, don't ask for trouble. Don't ask for trouble. I mean it. Watch out. If you're having them, by the way, if you want to be smart, Navarrete would say, what Yeshudim? You're just looking for a little cover here and there. Most Yeshudim that you have, and by the way, you'll get the same tikkun. You learn Navaratika Musa that makes a joke out of all your issues, and therefore they don't hurt you. You will still get the same schusim and get those white malachim in the next world. Isn't that terrific? Isn't that gewaldig? That's the whole Madrega son is worth that vote. You don't have to suffer. So there's two people. This guy's never starting as Yeshudim. The other guy's laughing at them because he learned Musa. And they're both in the same boat. The next world. They have Yisurim saving them. Straight to Gan Eden. Yisurim saved your life. I wish I would have had more. When I was in Olam Hazeh, I didn't understand these things. Now I see the truth. You know, I heard from a big psycholog, I'm about to say, help from him. A younger man. He used to tell me, Kada Kemach. He tells this to his clients. He tells them, Kada Kemach, I believe, says that you picked your Yisurim. When you're up in the true world, you decided, I should be a guy that never has this problem. I want that. Because in the next world, they show you the greatness of going through that. And you picked it. Okay, you're going to be born now. Shh, here goes. But we're warning you up here in the world of truth. As soon as you come down there, you're going to hate it. And you're going to kvetch your whole life. Oh, I have so much Yisurim. But you're asking for it right here. In the world of truth, you want this stuff. This is what you picked. Because you're in the true world, you see the greatness of that problem. You picked that problem because it's going to fix up your neshama. And everyone, when you die, you're going to be lucky like crazy. Isn't that delicious? Isn't that gewaldig? If you live with Musa, I think the Chazon Ish said, they had this in Gerari, the Kailo of Chaim Olin. It's written over there in big letters over there. Ain etzem. There's no atzvus. Lemi, who has any shaykhs with the truth. The problem, all your tzaras comes because you're not involved in the truth. You bound the truth, you have such simcha in your life. You learn Musa. Learn Musa. I once saw somebody come out of a base of Musa. He was there for 3 hours in the forest, in the Barnik. And he came out. He never looked so happy. I says, what happened to you? He says, he told me in Hebrew, okay, you know in Hebrew, so he said it. He was a manal there in Nevada, and the bacha was in his house, and he was smoking. And he went to sleep, everybody gave him a room, sleeping, and in the middle of the night, he took out a cigarette, and the cigarette dropped on the mattress, and boom, everyone's fine, but the house is gone. And all his Chodesh HaTorah, the big Talmud Chacham, this fellow, all burned. You know, he was crying to me, what happened to him? And this guy, so what do you do? He just lost everything. Goes to Beis HaMusa for 3 hours, and he learns Musa. What do you learn for that? The Milo Yisurim, be done the guy like Havschus. Now you lost all your Aveiras. Now, whatever it is, Gamzul Toiva. Now the next house will be much better. You have Betachin, and you don't worry. There's a lot of work. When something like that happens, there's a job. He came out smiling from ear to ear, thanks to his Nesayin. A Zichuch. Every time you have a peckle, people aren't mashing me so much. It's a Zichuch. It's delicious. Stay like that. So you think they are. It's also Dinya. They're afraid of you. You're afraid of them. They're afraid of you. You come across, I told this, as a young man that feels very, if you would see him, he's not here now. If you would see him, you would agree with me. This guy looks, he's like one of those, you know, polished, dignified. I told it to him. He said, really? Yes, you look very dignified. He doesn't appreciate. But when people see him, they're scared of him. You know, oh, he's one of those. So everybody's living in Dimyon. It's all Dimyon. Everybody's in Dimyon. Everybody thinks he's the... And I'm the Nebuch over here. Nebuch, how much I suffer. I told you that I used to tell stories. The Nebuch should say this, should feel it's better to be a Nebuch. Nebuchs are the luckiest people in this world. Because they don't... That's Yisurim. The biggest Yisurim be a Nebuch. But the guys who are not Nebuchs, they should be happy that they're not Nebuchs. I used to say this Keseda in all my B'tachon weeklies. And then I made a radical change. I leave out the second part in Ganson. I just say all the Nebuchs should realize it's great if you're Nebuch. Why did I change? Because after knowing people more and more, I find that all the people you think are the good guys, they don't hold like that. They hold their Nebuchs. Everybody, it's Peh Echad. Sada Diara Chadu. Every guy you meet, the only thing is you're focusing day and night on your own peckle. So he's focusing day and night on his peckle. Here's a guy that comes in Beis Medrash, he knows the Sugya like this, and you mutches us like crazy. And you feel like 2 cents. He's the best guy, and you're the worst, and he kills you. And he comes into Beis Medrash, he knows you and your wife get along, God's fine. And he comes in with his sugi, knows everything, but he comes home from his wife, and he's all like this, and he knows everything, but doesn't mean anything to him, because his head is in shalom bias all day. All he thinks about is what he doesn't have. That's human nature. All day, so both of them are in the same boat. They're both a little stressed. So why don't you just realize what you do have? I'll tell you, Maisa Hafadika, Hafadika Maisa, I've told him before. I heard it from the son. I said this many times lately. I'll repeat it. It's such a bomb. The father and his mother used to kill each other day and night all their lives. They hated each other. When his father was Nifta, his mother, he went to his mother and said, Ma, now you can get married. You live like a mensch for a change. Said, what? How could you say such a thing? My husband was my whole life. So he told me he lived. He left. Oh, you're serious? Ma? What are you talking? How can you say such a thing? Now, she don't chop that she's being negative. She's just looking. The mentality of a person, look for something negative and sit on it. So when she was married, find something wrong with him and sit on it. That's life, being negative. She probably picked that up from a mother and a baba. You know, it's in the, she doesn't, people don't know what they're doing. They don't learn Muslim. So, and then as soon as he's gone, so where do we get negative now? Oh, I'm on a shekels. Let's be negative all over again for a different reason. That I don't have a husband. You know, chap, what she should have done when she was married to him, she should have seen only good in him. And she'd be a happy person and ignore the bad and see only good. And when she loses him, she'd be happy, Baruch Hashem. He had a rough side to him, and I don't have to tolerate his screaming anymore. You know, that's what you gotta do. You gotta, but she's always, Tadashava, you're always looking for bad. They give you what you want. I got finished with this COVID-19 business. So I told everybody in my family, I don't want to hear anything negative. Don't you dare. I'll hang up. I was furious. I was never so angry. So I told my wife, you have positive reports? I want to hear it. Negative? Forget it. The next day, my wife told me 4 improved cases. I'm taking credit for all those improved. You're asking to hear positive? Hashem will give you positive. Ask for it. Tell me good news. I heard this from a Slobodka Yid, Fogel, in Yerushalayim. Take as many B'tach weeklies I want to. If you can put them in shuls, I need to. I got a Hamlin this week that I'd like to. Dylan could take, help me out, to give it wherever it is. Okay. Now, a person has such a kayak. If you ask for happy things, you'll get them. You're always full of fear all day. You're afraid. I have a lot of people. There's a certain assignment. Maybe I shouldn't say what it is. I might hurt some people. But there's a certain Nisayan that before they got the Nisayan, there are a certain type that interferes. So now, boom, they're getting it. You don't chop that your midah started way before you got married or before that chavrusa or before whatever the problem is. It's your midah that's coming from. You got to work on your midahs. Anyway, I'll mention the mice. Half of the mice. Someone just told me this. A woman was married 6 years. She came in with her husband. I don't remember a thing. I just got a phone call. The husband told me that. He calls me up. I just had a baby boy. After 9 miscarriages. 9, not 8. 9 miscarriages. She had a baby boy. And he wants to thank me. How do I get into this? Just before she became pregnant, I visited you, my wife. And what did I do? I convinced his wife that Hashem likes her, and she's from the good guys. She's not one of those people that on Hashem's bad list, which is the way she felt. 9 miscarriages make you feel like something wrong with me. I'm a nasty, I'm no good around here. So I got that out of her. Right afterwards, she became pregnant. Did you hear that story? I'll tell you another one. It matches this one. You have to get that feeling that you are a winner. You're not Hashem's stepchild. No, sir. You're having Yisurim? Pumfakad. You got those gorgeous white malachim. It's Nebuchadnezzar, the guys that don't have Yisurim. By the way, they think they're the Nebuchadnezzar. That's another schmooze. But you have to feel you're the good guy around here. Hashem likes I'm special. What's wrong with me? Or focus on all your positive stuff. Ignore them. Stop for chatosi kenegdi summit. If David HaMelech would know people are copying him in that sugya, first dance, first sing all night the way he did, then we'll work, we'll talk about Chatasi Kenegdi Samad. He was so full of simcha. He was called Batcha the Malka, the Zohar calls him. He used to cheer up the English. David says Batcha, David's simcha level. If he was allowed to say Chatasi Kenegdi Samad, you can't do this stuff, but I'm no good here. Where's your simcha? There's so much good stuff in you. You're davening the Halva Shachris. You know what that is? A joke? But it wasn't Kavanah. So what? You know what? Every mashu that we do is so valuable. It's not shy. Anyway, you have to feel. My father Zatal used to say, he feels like a Ben Yochid to the Eibishter. Ben Yochid, that's how he felt. You should have a list again. Now I want to tell you. This fellow, about 8-10 years ago, I was standing in front of Kel Shemshi. And he was talking about the grave and the Levaya and, well, what'll be with my kids? What's going on here? The guy was in his 20s. He had 2 kids, just got married. And he's talking about, well, how is my wife going to manage? What's going on? He had Yena Machl. In the skin. And he went to the biggest specialist in the country. And the specialist told him, 5 years of extensive chemo, radiation. In all probability, 1 year of that stuff If the machler doesn't do the job, the treatment will do the job. That's what he has a psak from his Rosh Yeshiva, his mechiv to do it. I had a talk with him. I screamed at him. By the way, this is my first of this machla. I was sort of pushed into it. I wouldn't get involved in serious stuff like that, but I felt a little bit like I had him there, and I was speaking so positive about something else. It didn't pass for me. So I started screaming, it's nothing, nothing, baloney, I bet you. And one of the things I told him was, you're a chash of a guy, we need you. That made a big rush in my mind, that second Nakuda. He started learning Musa. I met him a week later, Rabbi Pashka's shul at a Kiddush. And I mamish didn't recognize him. Color in his cheeks. He was drinking L'chaim. He was a new person, socializing. Like this, he was like a withdrawn type. Something. I says, what happened? You look so great. He says, you know what happened? He said, I told him he's worth something. You hear that? He gave him a good feeling. I still need you. You're a great guy. And this. So he started getting a little more. He felt better about himself. He called his local doctor, who was not as severe as the big guy. And he told him, maybe I don't have to take such treatment. He says, let me call up the big shot from New Haven, the biggest in the country, the big Malgavinic too. And he spoke to him for half an hour on the phone. One doctor convincing another doctor. He shouldn't have to come like this. And the big guy was very upset. How dare you tell me I'm much bigger? But he spent a half an hour and he was on his case. And finally the guy says, okay, maybe you have a point. Bekitza, he got in touch with Chaim Kanevsky, he got a psak, no treatment. 2 months later, he was cured. Where did it come from? He felt, the world needs me, I'm chashiv, I'm worth something. He felt good about himself. You know what happened to me yesterday? I felt I couldn't have things to do. I don't look like this. Yesterday, I was like out of it. I got a phone call with a good report. Somebody told me that something, a guy in Kiryat Gat, a Ger Chassid, he told me, like, my stuff is all over, and I felt good. And suddenly, I was ready to do everything, and I did. I suddenly had kachas. You think you have no kachas? You have kachas. You cheer yourself up all day long, and you will have kachas. And stop, make a joke out of all the negatives, and put yourself in denial. It will give you such kachas. It's all in the head. I used to fall asleep. I was a big introvert. Terrible introvert. Nobody believes me, right? I used to fall asleep always, and I used to get terribly bored. It was pushed by because I didn't have the guts to open my mouth. So I had no interest, and I used to feel very weak. I used to get weak. As soon as I became a grubba balgaivenik, who doesn't know how to stop raving over myself, I'm animated. I'm happy, I'm moving, I'm doing, because I think I own the world. And my God will be Yisrael. How would you feel if you'd be God will be Yisrael? You'd have energy. You know where your energy comes? Yeah, you get energy from mut, from ruach. I got ruach, I'm the best guy. Walk into a place, well, I'm the best guy here. I used to, when I felt like everyone's better than me, so they told me in the body, you got to go the opposite. So I took a piece of paper right there, I'm better than him. Better than him, better than the whole Olam, and he's Nebuchadnezzar, and I'm the guy that they need, and I'm David that likes me. And yesterday I cracked a joke, and everybody laughed. And 2 days ago, I didn't yell at my wife only 8 times, which is a big improvement for me. I'm joking. Or I didn't do this. I didn't eat like a pig for a change. Whatever it is, anything positive about me, I wrote it down. I would do it's been a long time doing it. It gets into you. Sometimes you don't feel anything, but it's seeds. It's seeds. Just keep doing it every day. That's the main Musa Seder, to conquer this. Believe in Hashem and believe in me. The Tzaddik says that. After B'tochen comes, Emunah in Yich. I'm a great guy, you know that? I'm Gavaldi, yeah, Vegas, what are Vegas? I'm a Kaddish Merachim. Somebody said a great word. He says the guy finished. He finished up. He did a chenyetzig ben eschatas neurim. He did all the garbage. Besides Yamav, he became a kaddish menachem. Anyway. But you have to look at yourself positive, 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 positive. Blow yourself up. You're a great guy. I'm a great guy. And always be positive. Always be positive. You don't know. It's always a good sign. See, I like to make jokes. I used to, sometimes I daven, I should have good jokes. I daven for the jokes. I told them, my matzah.